Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Flora in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Hey, Flora, how are you?
I'm doing great.
And what do you do there?
I'm a librarian.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
And how are things in the libraries of Georgia?
Right now, we're really busy. We're wrapping up Vacation Reading Club.
So. Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting time to be a librarian.
Exactly.
Flora, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle. We'll read you three quotes from this week's news.
Okay.
If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
That's great, yes.
All right. Here's your first quote.
She's not there for ceasefire. No, she's there for sustainable ceasefire, which, considering the Middle East, is like sending her to bring back Jimmy Hoffa on a unicorn.
That was Stephen Colbert doubting the potential success of whose shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East?
Condoleezza Rice.
Right, yes. As war broke out once again between Israel and, well, just about everybody, people wondered why the U.S. Secretary of State didn't just leap into the fray and stop the fighting, as she has done, let me check, never. So finally, when the time was right, last weekend, she went on over, visited Beirut, got kissed in the cheek, visited Jerusalem again with the cheeks, and the fighting intensified. However, the Israelis were kind enough to stop bombing Beirut while she was actually there, leading to a widespread outbreak of Condoleezza Rice look-alike contests all over Lebanon. All right, very good. Here's your next quote.
My tuchus is on the line.
Very good, Carl. That was.
Thank you.
We had to work on that, but he got it. That is a Democratic U.S. senator speaking at a recent fundraiser about the poor state of his campaign for re-election. Whose tuchus is fighting for its political life?
I'd say that's Joe Lieberman.
It was Joe Lieberman. Very good. Joe Lieberman.
And Peter, when you think of tuchuses in the Senate,
yes,
you think of Joe Lieberman.
You know, yes.
Great tuchus.
With only 2 weeks until the primary and trailing now rival Ned Lamont by 10 points in some polls, this week Lieberman actually invited Bill Clinton to campaign for him 8 years after he stood up in the Senate and condemned Clinton's immorality. As a gesture of reconciliation, he and the former president made an appearance at a New Haven nightclub where they both hit on cute chicks. All right, here is your last quote.
I know, the old folks love him, but nobody knows he died in that fiery truck crash a few years back and was immediately replaced with the Trebektron 4000.
That's somebody seeming to bite the hand that once fed him quite well in an open letter to Jeopardy and host Alex Trebek, who wrote that letter.
I'm afraid I don't know that one.
He was the most famous Jeopardy contestant ever.
Oh, the person who won on Wait, Wait, Too.
Yes.
But I don't know his name.
It was Ken Jennings.
Yes.
Earlier this week, the former Jeopardy grand champion posted an open letter to Jeopardy in which he criticized everything from Alex Trebek's wooden nature to the dated decor of the sets. He suggests Alex end every show with a plea to legalize cannabis, so on. He says it was just a joke. He's just being a humorist. But the AP wrote a story about it. And amazingly, it was this huge story this week. Ungrateful Jeopardy champion bites the hand that feeds him. Why? Without Jeopardy, he'd be a geeky IT guy from Salt Lake City instead of what he is now, which is a very wealthy geeky IT guy from Salt Lake City.
I was amazed to discover he had a blog.
Yes.
He posted this on his blog, right?
Yes, well, everybody has a blog, don't you?
No, I don't, actually.
Do you have a blog?
I have a blog that I started, and I was very excited. I wrote 2 or 3 entries, and now my friends who link to it call it a time capsule from April 17th, 2006.
That was a great day, though.
Oh, wasn't that an amazing
Once
day?
Once you've had an April 17th like that, you just...
When there was that one,
no
thing, that one
on.
Thing on YouTube that yeah, you linked to. Yeah, right. I can't keep up with it. I want to be someone who's so creative and interesting that I just have to blog it out, but there's so much poker on TV that...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't stand a chance.
Carl, how did Flora do in our quiz?
Flora had 2 correct answers, Peter, enough to win our prize.
Very well done, Flora. Congratulations.